Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet.
"Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they will name him Emmanuel."
Which means, God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus.
Good morning to you all from me too, and a very happy Christmas. For those of you that I haven't met yet, my name's Gemma. I'm the new vicar here at St Mary's. I began this new role 3 weeks ago. I can tell you they've been a very exciting 3 weeks. There's been an awful lot going on in church. It's been super to meet lots and lots and lots of you, but I know that many of you will be visiting from afar, and it's super to have you with us. I'm hoping that given that it's, you know, already mid-morning, you're feeling like your brains are kind of a bit awake now. Do you feeling a bit awake, kind of-ish? Yeah, when I asked that question at the 9 o'clock service, I wasn't really expecting a particularly hearty response. But they managed to answer this question, which I'm going to ask you. I hope that over the next few days, you're going to be playing lots of games, maybe, or watching some quizzes on the television. So here is a Christmas quiz question. I'm going to read you some words, which are the opening lines from a famous Christmas film, and you need to tell me what film that is. Okay, are we ready? Here we go. "Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed, but I don't see that. It seems to me that love is everywhere." Tommy? Well done. Brilliant. 10 points for everybody. That is one of my all-time favourite films. If you haven't seen it, it's well worth a watch over Christmas. It begins at Heathrow Airport with scenes of families being reunited. And we see the smiles on people's faces. We see hugs and kisses, excited chatter as news is exchanged after long stretches of time of families being apart. And I hope that there are going to be some scenes a bit similar to that in some of your households. Maybe they've already happened if you've already gathered, or maybe they will happen as you spend time over these next days with friends and family who perhaps you don't see that often throughout the year. And my real hope is that everybody of whatever age will know this Christmas time the joy that comes with being around people who love and care for you. So arrivals is very much a theme of our Christmases, I should imagine, as we gather from different parts, perhaps, of the country. And arrivals is a theme that we see in the Christmas story in the Bible. I wonder whether anyone can think of the first arrival right at the beginning of the story. We're thinking kind of 9 months before the birth of Jesus. Who arrives in a surprising way? Just shout it out to me. The angel Gabriel, brilliant. So the angel Gabriel appears first to Mary and then to Joseph with some frankly terrifying news, I think. Amazing, happy news, but terrifying too, that Mary is going to conceive and give birth to God's son, and they should name him Jesus. If we were to fast forward 9 months after that, and Mary and Joseph have reached the end of their long, difficult journey, and they arrive where? Bethlehem, brilliant. Perhaps quite a frustrating arrival for them, I imagine, in Bethlehem, as door after door is closed to them. They have nowhere to stay, and they end up arriving in a stable amongst the animals. And there, of course, comes the main event in this story, the arrival of the baby. Not perhaps how we sing about it in our Christmas carols, but a real human birth. If you're like me and you like to watch programs like One Born Every Minute, you'll know, particularly if you've experienced birth yourself, then that birth is not a quiet, pain-free experience most of the time. The arrival of Jesus as a baby. I heard this week a story of a group of children who were reenacting the birth of Jesus. And along with all the usual characters, one little boy decided that he was going to be the doctor who delivered the baby. And when the moment came, this little doctor, he went round behind the manger and he picked up the doll and he carefully wrapped it in a blanket and he brought it to Mary and Joseph. And he said, with a huge smile on his face, "Congratulations! It's a god." I'm not 100% sure whether that story actually happened, but I really hope it did. because the birth of Jesus is so much more than the arrival of a baby. Wonderful and exciting though that is, the birth of Jesus is the arrival of God in human form. God with us. Emmanuel, God come to live amongst his people in a completely new kind of way. But the arrivals don't stop there. The arrivals continue with a whole host of what that arrives in the sky? Angels, brilliant, singing their praises. And then the shepherds who they appear to run down the hillside and down into Bethlehem and arrive at the stable to come and see this newborn king. And something else that arrives in the sky around that time was a star, brilliant, you know the story really well. A star, and in the east, some wise people saw that star. And they journeyed for months and months and months across the deserts and finally ended up at that stable to worship Jesus and bring him their gifts. So just like arrivals might be a theme for us in our Christmases, we can see that it's the same in the Bible. Different kinds of people, from the lowliest shepherds to the highest, wealthiest, most clever people from the East, all gathering around this baby. This baby who was God, whose arrival would change the world. And for some of us, that is a story that impacts not just this time of year, but every day of our lives. But maybe for some of us gathered here today, it's a nice story for this time of year, but actually it's a story that kind of, when we take our Christmas decorations down in a few days' time, we kind of put that story about Jesus back in the box with the decorations ready to take out again this time next year. But I would really encourage you to make this story of Jesus something that arrives for you every day of your life. I'm very aware that on Christmas Day, there'll be lots of different kinds of people gathering here in church, and many of us won't necessarily know what we believe truly in our hearts about this Christmas story. And I just want to say this morning, that is okay, because we have a God who loves our questions. There are bits of this Christmas story that I find really difficult to believe sometimes. And sometimes we can think, oh, I must need to have like all the answers and understand it all properly before I could say, hand on heart, yes, this is something I believe in. Whereas actually, I wonder whether or not sometimes it's the other way round. We believe something in order to understand it. We begin from the premise that something might be true, that Jesus might actually be who the Bible says he is, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the one who, like Simon said a minute ago, has come to die on the cross to save us from our sins. But as we explore those ideas, gradually understanding and belief dawns in our hearts. We are all a mixture of belief and unbelief. Even the people who you look at and you think, well, they must have it sorted. I don't know who that might be. Maybe vicars, perhaps the Archbishop of Canterbury, maybe the Pope. You think, yeah, well, they understand everything to do with God. Can I tell you that we don't? We do not. Nobody is 100% sure that they understand everything to do with God, because God in the Bible is described as a mystery, and that is absolutely right. That means we can't know everything about him, at least this side of heaven. And so any Christian that says, yes, I believe in this story about Jesus, says that because they have faith. And faith isn't certainty. That's not what faith means. Faith is questions and doubts. And the church is made up of people, Christians like you, like me, who have questions and doubts. I long for church to be a place where people can discover faith, explore it, have it nurtured, a place where all kinds of people from all different walks of life can come with their doubts and their struggles and their worries and find love and acceptance. A place where together we can wrestle through those questions, wrestle with what the Bible says, the bits that kind of we like and the bits that we find really difficult, and in love and grace look to apply those things to our lives. I reckon that most people have a little bit of faith. Some people have a lot of faith in God, but I think most people have a little bit. And the fact that today churches all across the country are going to be as packed out as this one speaks to me that most people have some faith. You could still be at home in your pajamas, let's face it, you know, but you're not. You're here. And so are lots and lots of other people across the country. The arrival of Jesus as a baby in the manger wasn't the end of the story, because Jesus grew to be a man who went around saying to people, come and see. Come and spend some time with me, said Jesus. See what I do, see who I am. Come and experience what I want to offer you. True life, real life, life in all its fullness. And that is the invitation that Jesus is extending to me and to you today. He's saying, come and see. Come and explore. Come and ask your questions. Come and share your worries. Come and find out more. Come and discover what it means to have Jesus arriving in your heart every day of the year. In a few days' time, we're going to enter a new decade. And as 2020 dawns, maybe this new decade could signal for you the beginning of a new chapter in your life. The year when you arrive at a new or a renewed understanding of who Jesus is. It could be the year where, if you live locally enough, you begin to take more of an active part in our church family here at St. Mary's. And if you live further away, that you find a church near to you where you can do that. Explore what it means to know Jesus. The message of Christmas is God with us. And Jesus says, come and see.